Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and people and issues that are important to you. Very valuable information today with Catherine Hammond from Hammond Law Group. And I love that we picked this topic for this time of the year, Catherine. And we're talking about recognizing, you know, we were all around family over the holidays. Most, yes. I think everybody was.
Most people. If you can stand your family. There are people right. We know. Who made a healthy choice not to be around their family.
Exactly. But you may have maybe seen some signs, maybe your parents mm-hmm. or another loved one in your family, aunt, uncle, or whatever, where there might be some concerns about, okay, do they have dementia? Do they have Alzheimer's? So we're going to break down this valuable information on, okay, so you thought, what are some of the signs?
Right.
If you think you saw the signs, then what do you do now? And how do you prepare? Right.
Exactly. What on earth do I do?
Right. And you are very familiar with this, Catherine.
I am intimately acquainted yes. with this, having had a mother who developed early onset Alzheimer's. And she, when I was young, as many of our listeners know, when I was young, she started feeling like something was wrong. Mm. Enough that when she read an article about Alzheimer's in the Denver Post, when I was around 12-ish, I don't remember exactly, it was an article about Alzheimer's, and she brought it to me and said, I think I have this.
Mm.
I, of course, being the sassy, ever-wise young adolescent that I was, thought she was just crazy. And she was, as it turned out, right. She was put on disability from her job when I was in college. And by the time I was 22, she needed to go into a nursing home. And I watched her descent from the inside as a teenager. And that, of course, is why I became an attorney, so that I can help people navigate the world when a loved one has dementia or when they have dementia. And the longer I've been practicing, the more I've been seeing how much need there is for people who have loved ones with dementia. Yes, the legal documents are important, and I have to say, whether your loved one has dementia or not, legal documents are vitally important to
right.
get in place before you develop a disability or before you die. And we have workshops coming up this week, estate planning workshops tomorrow, Wednesday, and again on Saturday.
Okay.
If part of your New Year's resolution is to get your documents done finally, this is a great time to do that.
Absolutely.
And there's so much beyond the legal documents that people need help with when a loved one has dementia.
Right.
So I am starting to focus some of my time on other ways to help people. And so we hear a lot this time of year, like you just said, I was around my family, you know, we flew out to the East Coast. I saw some things while I was there that seemed more concerning. Or even if your parent or loved one is local, maybe you saw some things that were a little bit different from how things used to be.
So what are some of those things that somebody might see in changes uh-huh. that really they should start being kind of concerned?
Yeah. Let's talk first about some things that are normal.
Okay.
As we age, forgetting things is normal.
Where you put your cell phone and you're holding it, right?
Right, exactly. My glasses are on my head.
On the top of my head.
Right.
Okay.
The name of your doctor, whether or not you locked the front door before you left, all of those are things that are normal parts of being a human with a busy life, especially as we get older. Those things happen more and more often. There are more functional things that we start to forget when we might have a more concerning memory issue. For my mother, one of the things that happened was that she couldn't remember where she parked her car.
Yes. Yeah.
And reported it stolen.
Yes.
Twice.
Hmm. Huge red flag, right?
Right.
Yeah.
One of the times that that happened, she went into a bar, and this is back in the phone booth days.
Right.
Went into a bar and used the phone booth to call my older brother, Collect, and just broke down crying. And she was so ashamed that she couldn't really even figure out how to handle the situation. So it was beyond, I forgot where I parked. Because all of us have kind of forgotten where we parked at some point.
Right.
But not being able to remember how to handle that situation
might be a red flag.
A little bit more concerning.
And kind of on that note, my grandmother had Alzheimer's and we went through an incident when we went out to visit her. She drove the car to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. Forgot she had the car, walked back to the house, and then it got even more complicated because then they went to go get the car, but then she went, it turned into an all afternoon ordeal. And like you said, because
this was the beginning of.
Yes. Yeah, the beginning signs of, you know, okay, that's very concerning behavior.
Right.
And the escalation, like you said, not being able to handle, like, okay, wait, and did I get the groceries and where did I, the car? So that was a great, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And my mother, I'm trying to think, I guess when I was 22 at Christmas time, she bought Christmas gifts. She had all of us three young adult children over for Christmas. And she only bought gifts for two of us.
Hmm. Yeah, because...
That was a sign.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What we're going to do, actually, Catherine, is we're going to take a quick break, and we're also going to cover some more, you know, things that might be of concerning and common signs of dementia. And really, what do you do next? So we'll have more with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, and we've been talking about, okay, for the holidays, you were around maybe parents, loved ones, and there were some concerning signs that maybe there might be, there's common memory stuff that we all battle, like, oh, my glasses are on the top of my head and I just searched for them for an hour, right? Or is it dementia? Is it Alzheimer's?
Right.
So what are some common signs, and maybe you're a little concerned with for a parent or aunt, an uncle, family member,
even your spouse?
Yes, exactly. So what are some common signs of dementia if somebody is, again, coming off the holidays going, okay, my little feelers are up, right? I'm alert.
One of them is asking the same questions over and over again. So
okay.
It's one thing, you know, I might ask my daughter, you know, something last week and then forget what she said and this week ask her again, but to ask you three times in the same 15-minute conversation the same question,
okay,
that might be a sign.
Okay.
Becoming lost in places that you know well.
Like your neighborhood. Okay.
My mother came to my college graduation, and I went to college in Iowa, and she went for a walk literally around one block and got lost and couldn't remember how to get back around the block.
Okay.
So, not being able to follow directions, that functional thinking of what it means to turn left now, that is a common indicator. Getting confused about people, about time, about places, thinking that, you know, President Kennedy is our president today.
Right.
Or that you are someplace else, or getting confused about geography in general. And not taking care of yourself, not eating, not bathing, all kinds of basic safety issues. There are people who start leaving food out, or don't close the refrigerator door, or maybe they leave the stove on. Some of the things.
Water running or something like
exactly,
that. Okay.
That functionally change can create safety issues.
Right.
And that can be really concerning for us loved ones.
Right. Absolutely. And so let's go into, Catherine, like, what exactly is dementia? Is dementia and Alzheimer's the same kind of thing? And you're talking about they may go in, my aunt had dementia. It was very interesting when I would go to talk with her and she'd be in a different place and time. You know, like a young girl.
Was it a lovely place and time?
Yes. So like when she was a girl on the farm. So, you know, and you would just have to talk with her in that time frame and, you know.
Right.
Just, and it was a very interesting thing, you know.
There's something very lovely to me about that. Like, we think this is bad, but if I had a great time when I was a girl on a farm, what a great place to go.
Right. And it's very interesting, like you said, how with dementia, how they can just put that, it's okay.
Right.
Oh, we're on the farm. We're, you know, milking the cows or doing whatever. And you are this person and that. And it's a very interesting thing. But I can see how it can be very concerning, too.
Absolutely. So dementia is not a specific disease. It's really a collection of symptoms.
Okay.
And the symptoms are that your intellectual functioning is being impaired in a way that interferes with your normal activities and relationships. And it can be caused by a variety of different things. There's Alzheimer's.
Okay.
There's vascular dementia. There's Lewy body dementia, Parkinson's related dementia, frontotemporal. There are a lot of different potential causes. And dementia is today very common in the elderly, but it's not part of the normal aging process.
Really? I did not know that.
It's not a normal part of the process. And in fact, the last few years, they've started calling it diabetes type 3.
I did not know that either.
Yes. And so there are whole schools of thought and well-researched physicians and approaches that say that Alzheimer's and dementia are completely preventable.
Interesting.
Yes. So we won't go there today.
Right.
I mean, the jury is out on that.
But it's interesting that you said it is not considered a common thing with aging when I think the perception is that it is.
Exactly. So it's common, but not normal.
Okay.
It doesn't have to happen.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. And what are, and like we said, we talked about some of the causes of dementia. Can you see, like your mom had early onset dementia. Do we know if there's kind of an age when folks need to start being more concerned about possibly those kind of things?
It seems that dementia typically hits people in their 70s and later. However, there are a lot of people who are diagnosed with some form of dementia beginning in their 30s. I don't know of anybody younger than 30s. I know multiple people in their 40s.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
My mom was in her 40s when she started thinking she had it.
Wow.
That's a really important point. If somebody has a loved one, Renee, who is younger and exhibiting some of these symptoms, it's important to look at it. There are some causes of dementia or dementia-related symptoms that could be treatable.
Right.
So pay attention. Even if your loved one is not in their 70s or 80s.
Right.
To what we're talking about today.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Catherine about what to do next if there are some signs of concern for a parent, a spouse, a loved one, if you think that they may have dementia. So we'll have more with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we're talking with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group. Lots of valuable information today, like we've been talking about. Maybe you saw family members over the holiday, maybe parents or aunt or uncle, or even maybe a significant other, and you started seeing some signs of what could possibly be dementia. And now, what do you do next? What do you do next, Catherine, if you think, okay, you know, having gone through this, what do you do next? Your mom even said to you, I think I have this.
Right, right.
Right? I think I have this. So what are the next steps?
If you're starting to suspect it, or somebody has mentioned to you that they're concerned about themselves, the first thing that I recommend is talking, number one, to the person that you think is maybe exhibiting some signs.
Okay.
Talk to them about what they're perceiving. And that can be an uncomfortable conversation, but it's a really important conversation. And talk to other people who have contact with them on a regular basis about what they're seeing, what they're perceiving.
Good idea, yeah.
And then the other really, really important thing is to make sure that they see a doctor.
Right.
So important to figure out what's actually going on, because sometimes it's depression that is looking like dementia and can morph into dementia. I think that may have been the case with my mother.
Mm.
There are other biochemical things that might be going on that could be fixed, and your loved one could get better. So really important to go to a doctor. They do mental health assessments. maybe a CT or MRI, take a medical history, a review of all of their medications. It might be helpful to have somebody else go to at least a doctor's appointment to help fill in some of the medical history and the whole picture just to make sure.
Right.
I remember way back when my mom was in the evaluation process, they had her draw a clock. That's one of the things, that kind of functioning, as dementia progresses, you're not able to accurately draw a clock anymore. So there's no definitive test for dementia.
Okay.
But they look at all of these things. And even if it is dementia, there are drugs that can slow progression of some forms of dementia. And there are certain activities that might be helpful. Often, you know, exercise or brain activities, doing the Sudoku, the things like that can help us to minimize the speed of the decline.
Interesting. Okay. And we all know that those family members, sometimes I'm that person too. We're like, I don't need to see a doctor, right? We
yep.
all have friends like that. We all have family members like that.
Yeah. And sometimes with dementia, somebody who otherwise would have been cooperative becomes uncooperative.
Right. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's not a problem. And they don't want to go see a doctor, or they maybe don't even want to talk about it.
Yep.
So what are some
good
tips?
Not unusual.
Right.
If you know who their doctor is, you can call their doctor. Now, their doctor, because of HIPAA, unless they've signed a HIPAA release, which we recommend for everybody, unless they've signed a HIPAA release, doctor cannot share information with you. But you can share information with doctor.
Okay.
Doctor can even make up a reason to have them come in. Hey, we got some test results back. Or, hey, we have some information in your file that we just wanted to circle back on. I need to see you. Doctor can make up a reason to see them based on your phone call. If you can't make a doctor happen, you don't know who their doctor is, can't figure it out, you can call the Area Agency on Aging. They have some fabulous people
okay.
to help guide you through it. And if you think that it's an issue of danger, physical danger, you can call Adult Protective Services. Any of those things will help get the ball rolling to get your loved one the support that they need.
Well, and that's interesting. Like, I had no idea that you could call their doctor and be like, hey, this is good. Like you said, they can't share information with you, but you could share information with them.
Absolutely.
To help them. And then the doctor. Yep. Now, just going to a regular doctor, that's the starting point, right?
Exactly.
So and going to your primary physician
yep.
or wherever.
Uh-huh.
So that's
neurologist is a common next step
okay.
for doing some of the evaluations.
So, but start with your primary physician, your regular doctor.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now what if let's kind of move forward, because we know everybody's in different stages with mm-hmm. this and after discovering, okay, so maybe they do have dementia, right? And they aren't improving.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't getting better. They've seen their doctors and is that we really need to start getting ready and
yeah.
supporting them?
Yeah. And it's really hard to know where to start.
Right.
Most people in that situation are completely overwhelmed. There are so many details that need to be handled. And as soon as you get a handle on one detail, the need
something else
changes.
Right. Okay.
And there are so many different details that need to be handled, like where should they live and who should be making sure they're taking their medications and all of those things. And then each of those keeps changing. So start by figuring out where they most need help today. Is it with paying bills? My mom had a mortgage that went unpaid for 2 months.
Because we didn't realize that it wasn't
exactly.
Okay.
So housework, other chores, medication. Figure out the most visible areas where they need help and then either help them yourself or recruit help if you have family members or friends who can do that, or you can hire help for those basic needs. There are wonderful in-home care providers who specialize in doing exactly this. And then find ways to keep your parent engaged with life, things that they might enjoy. Maybe some old music from one of their favorite seasons of life, like
right.
your aunt who went back to being a girl on the farm.
Right.
Music is one of the most powerful memories that we have. Most people even as they progress through dementia, music they still remember. They can still sing along to the music from when they were, you know, many decades earlier.
I can remember the lyrics to a song from 30 years ago, but right. I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Exactly, or where the heck I put my keys.
Right.
So, so music is particularly helpful. Doing simple activities like gardening or painting or going on walks, all of those things help keep them engaged, of course. And then, of course, one of the most important things is getting legal documents in place. We have to have the right legal documents in place before they completely forget all of their family members and lose the ability to function, in order to at least not make the legal side of things an additional burden when they eventually become incapacitated. So vital, vital, vital to get legal documents done or looked at by an attorney, by an elder law attorney, right now.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to finish talking about what are the next steps if you have loved one, concerns about a loved one having dementia, or maybe they have been diagnosed. We've got more with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group. Okay, you maybe saw a family member over the holidays, some concern there might be some dementia there. And then we progress to, okay, so we've determined, yes, they do, getting the proper steps, care in place, and we left off with legal documents. And again, that's extremely important to get those done because we know it just progresses.
Right.
Yeah.
We haven't yet figured out how to successfully reverse dementia.
Right.
So if it's going downhill, what's the way to make things as easy as possible when it gets worse?
Correct. And getting those legal documents in place are important. But like you said, it's constantly changing.
Yep.
When you're in this world.
All of the needs are constantly changing.
So then after the legal documents in place, or even obviously before, the quality of life.
Yeah.
But we've had this discussion before, right? Like, what quality of life?
And we're going to keep having it.
Right. To that person.
Yes. The conversation about what makes life meaningful to you is so important, particularly if somebody has dementia, because there are so many different choices that we can make about quality of life versus quantity of life, safety versus independence. All the little medical decisions that go into how long we're going to live. For me personally, if I'm not able to have meaningful conversations anymore or meaningfully engage, I certainly don't want you to kill me off, but
right.
I don't want you to prolong my life.
Right.
And my preference would be to be as independent as possible and happy, even if I'm in danger and that ends up giving me a shorter life, rather than putting me in a, you know, quote unquote, secure environment where I'm safe, but I'm not happy. My days on this planet are limited anyway. Quality of life is more important to me than quantity of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so figuring all of that out with dementia, particularly with Alzheimer's, it often progresses to a point where people can't swallow correctly.
Which is so scary. And that's hard for us to even think about.
Right.
Because I can't eat, right?
And nobody warned me about this.
Right.
And so when I got the call from the nursing home saying, we can't feed your mom liquids anymore because she's just choking and we're afraid she's going to aspirate her
food. Because she's forgot how to swallow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the fear is she'll get pneumonia and maybe I will sue them. So the nursing homes are not willing to keep feeding when they start choking on it. And so they said, we can't feed her anymore. You can either give her a feeding tube or you can let her pass away. The more you can prepare for those kinds of tough decisions, the better.
Because, yeah, it's coming.
Exactly.
And that is one of the things that you don't think about. Like, wait, they're going to forget how to eat. And
exactly.
It's a very big challenge.
Yeah. Talk about what's most important in terms of safety
for that
versus
person
independence.
And right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Quality of life versus quantity of life. So.
And we were talking about this during the break and it being supportive. And for anyone that's providing care or support, it is a very, very, very tough job, especially when dealing with someone with dementia.
And it's easy to sit back and criticize what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they really just need your love and support.
Right.
Anybody who's providing any kind of help, just support them.
Right.
And maybe most importantly, get support for yourself. The Alzheimer's Association is an amazing, amazing resource. I am in the process with Kent Matthews from the Area Agency on Aging, starting a new business that is an online support and help for people with a loved one with dementia called A Thriving Life.
That's fantastic.
We are launching on February 1st. If you go to athrivinglife.org, you can sign up to be notified when it goes live. We're going to have so many amazing resources and individual help for people from us, and we're going to share what we've learned specifically for people's individual situations. So,
well, and it's good, I would think, also to have that connection with other people that understand,
right,
and build that community.
And it's funny to me, there are people who have, particularly a spouse with dementia, who don't want to tell anybody. They're ashamed for whatever reason. And I see this a lot in smaller towns, farming communities. I just met with somebody a year and a half ago, a gal who's very wealthy. Mm-hmm. The whole family is wealthy. Father-in-law has dementia. Mother-in-law doesn't want any of their friends to know because she's ashamed. And so having a resource like this where you don't have to like walk into the support group where everybody can see you, but you can still be seen and get individualized help, is what we're looking to do.
That's fantastic. And again, that website is athrivinglife.org. And again, you can get signed up to get notified when everything is live and ready to go.
Yep.
And that'll launch, what, again, the beginning of February?
Beginning of February.
That is fantastic. Okay, and let's, really quick, Catherine, before we have to go, let's talk about the workshops. It's one of the great things that you guys do and offer workshops once a month, right? Yeah.
And so many people make a New Year's resolution to finally quit procrastinating and get their will updated or finally get a trust in place.
Right.
We have a place to come learn how to do all of that and to help you prepare for getting things updated and taken care of. So tomorrow, 2:00 and 6:30 p.m., we have workshops at the Drury Inn on InterQuest. And then on Saturday at 10:00 in the morning, I'm teaching the workshop in our education center. So we'd love to have you come. You can register online at coloradoestateplan.com,
okay,
or call our office at 719-520-1474.
And it's a great starting point, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Here's what you need to get started.
Just some information and hopefully inspiration to find whatever is the right path for you to get your affairs in order.
And if anybody has any questions about what we talked about today, they can reach out as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's make it the best.
Absolutely. And we will talk with you next month. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Colorado Springs Airport will be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.